Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you, you are the word, become flesh. And we thank you for dwelling among us. We thank you, Lord, for sending the Holy Spirit, that you could convict us, that you could change us, that you could fill us, Lord. Lord, I ask Jesus that you right now go through our hearts and turn over our fallow ground right now, God. Turn over the hard ground and prepare the soil to receive the Word of God, the seed, the good seed that always brings forth the harvest, God. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. You are good, you are good, you are good. You are good, Lord Jesus. You are good, Lord Jesus. Revelation 17. Before we do this, I'm going to ask y'all something, and I know not near everybody's here, but we went to that conference at Trinity, and that young lady who was a former I'm sorry, I don't remember what people are called it. Think they're a boy and they're really a girl, transgender, is that? She spoke and she had been in, you know, she spoke as someone who knew what it was like, you know. And she spoke as someone who was free. And she gave us a DVD, and the name of it is As Such Were Some of You. And you know the scripture it comes from, where it's talking about prostitutes and, you know, all kinds of people that were wrapped up in all kinds of evil sin. And but Paul said, but such were some of you, but you have been cleansed, you have been delivered, you have been free. And I haven't really watched it yet, but I know Michael Brown's in it, and I know there's a huge bunch of people that have been set free from homosexuality. They've been set free from all those different categories. And it's about an hour and a half, but what would y'all think of some Sunday morning of watching it together? I mean, would it help you? Because we've all got, most all of us have got family or friends or acquaintances. And, you know, if you listen to the report, you're going to think that there's no way to be free of that, you know. And if you look at the fruit around you, you think there's no way to be free of that. But, you know, God is not a liar. And there is a way to be free. And I believe this is not going to heap condemnation on anybody. I don't believe this lady, she was not condemning whatsoever. She was just telling the truth that you can be free. And I think that's what this video, I'm going to watch it first, but would y'all think that would be a good thing? We'll just make it, we'll maybe have shorter worship and just try to let everybody know that. But if you haven't dealt with it in your family, you're going to. I mean, it's, if you haven't dealt with it somewhere around you, you're going to. So we know, we need to know how to love people. We need to know how to understand what's going on in them. But we see, the thing is that some of us get stripped of hope, you know. It's like Don, that's exactly what Donna was saying. Didn't have anything to do with that sin, but it had to do with somebody that's backslidden, and somebody that had a call of God on their life, and they were standing in line at Brownsville, and God showed them a fish on the world and said, you're going to be a fisher of men. That's my son's calling. And that happened 20, I don't know whenever it was, a long time ago. And you can get weary of well-doing. You can get weary of praying, and you can just about, you don't give up on the person, but what you do is you start thinking it's acceptable to accept the person. Does that make sense? that their lifestyle, it can't be changed, so I'm just going to have to embrace what they embrace. And I think this will do it in love. So, yeah, we're going to do it. I will watch it first to make sure it's not. But I'm sure from everything I heard from this lady, it wouldn't have been something she would have. And if Michael Brown's in it, that right there tells me it's, I'm sure it's pretty biblical stuff. So we might do that next week. I'll let y'all know, and you can let other people know if you think it would be good for other people to be here and receive that. Revelation 17, and this is a whole lot of reading, but I had something totally different I was going to preach on, but the Lord this morning, early, Revelation 17. So I read it and I said, okay, Lord, you know, I don't know what you want to say here, but I'm going to trust you because it's speaking anyway. I'm not going to elaborate on it. I'm going to, Lord Jesus, we receive from you. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, and I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits on many waters. Now, I changed harlot to that because the King James would say whore, and we know what that is. We may not know what a harlot is. Come, I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. She was adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead, a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. So she's arrayed beautifully, beautiful woman, very seductive, I'm sure. But the true ugliness of the abominations and the filthiness of her fornication were hidden. And you know, that's what it's like with pornography. I don't know if any of y'all have ever dealt with a problem with that. I have. And you look at these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women, and they're like, whoa, and they're doing the most filthy things. But yet, the beauty overshadows the filth, and you would look at them and go, whoa, you know, this is normal. That's how, well, never mind. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. And the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. I'm going to read 8 again. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel. This is during the tribulation. This is during the great tribulation. Would y'all agree with that? Because the trumpet and the bowl judgments and all those things are poured out on the earth. Look what it says. Those who dwell on the earth, talking about those who are on the earth, right? Is that what it says? Whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. These are people walking around. These are the living dead. These are people without hope of salvation. These people, Their name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and the Bible clearly says, unless your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you will not see the kingdom of God. Chapter 18, skip ahead a little bit. I'd love to read the whole thing, but it's... And I know we could talk about the... ten horns, and we could talk about the 10 nations and the European common market and all that, but you know, that changes yearly. So our interpretation of what that means. This chapter 18 is titled The Fall of Babylon the Great. How many of y'all know Babylon's already fallen once? Has it not? And I think they say it is probably was in Iraq, right? The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, evidently at one time it was a beautiful, beautiful place. One of the 7 wonders of the world, I think. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Notice, fornication keeps coming in there. Sexual sin keeps coming in there. So there must be something really significant about sexual sin and what it will do to draw demons. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, listen to this, this is key verse, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, unless you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and I am no widow, and will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city of Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, every kind of object of ivory, every kind of object of most precious wood, bronze, iron, and marble. And frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and the souls of men. I'm going to stop there. Y'all really read the rest of that. Read all of 17 and read the rest of that. And ask the Holy Spirit for understanding. But go to John 3, verse 14. The Holy Spirit's saying right now to the church, he's saying, come out from among them, my people. It doesn't say, don't talk to them, don't witness to them. It says, come out from among them, meaning come out from their ways. My ways are not your ways. My ways are not the world's ways. And if you look in the Bible, I think it's in James. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but it could be in 1 John. But it says, love not the world, neither the things in the world, for if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And it's not saying you shouldn't have a good job. It's not saying you can't have a nice home. It's not saying you can't have things of the world, but to love not the world. And the world is the world system. It's a system that allowed Babylon to rise up. And I don't know about you guys. You know, you might think I'm way off, and you might love America more than I do. I love America. I praise God for America. I praise God that we're free to do this morning. I praise God there's not going to be some people come in here and cut my head off in a minute. Could come to that someday. But you know what? I praise God for America. I praise God she was founded on the foundation of the Word of God. I praise God for all of that. But the day I used to read this scripture a lot. And there used to be a Mylon Lefevre song, which y'all probably don't even know who the heck that is. But there was one part in this song. Babylon is fallen, fallen, fallen. Babylon is fallen, fallen, fallen. Babylon is fallen, 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 fallen. And I heard this thing over and over because I loved it. Was like right out of Revelations, this song. And when I saw on the TV that day the Twin Towers, and I'm not saying this is the Babylon, this is not the Babylon being talked about there, but I thought, people all over the world, all over the earth have been made rich from America. You know, we have bought the gold, the silver, the trinkets, the toys, there's shiploads of stuff coming in from China. And when Babylon, the Babylon, well, you noticed, when that happened, the economy of the whole world blipped real bad, didn't it? And I'm not saying because I don't even know if we're going to be a part of the last day's picture. I don't even know if we're going to be a significant place then. Hopefully we are for righteousness. But Babylon, when Babylon falls, people are going to weep. They're not going to rejoice. Interesting. This fellow we went to see the other night from Morningstar, he said he'd had marriage problems about 10 years ago. And he said he had some good friends in England, Wendy and Rory Alec. And they talked with him and counseled him and prayed him through that. And I don't know if y'all keep up with the latest hubbub, but he was talking about it. He said, Rory Alec, well, the thing was, is he was going to go set up a worship school in England. He was going to move from Charlotte to England. He's raised up over 500 worship leaders, so God has used this man mightily. So he was going to partner with them because they're raising up a house of prayer. So he said, okay, I'll partner with them. And the Name of God TV will allow more people to be drawn to this school, and we can equip your worship room that you're opening up, this worldwide worship room that you're opening up. And so they said, yeah, sounds good. So he was going over there to finalize it, and the Holy Spirit said to him, you know what? Something in his spirit was not right. And he gets over there, and he acted kind of offish and stuff. So what had happened is Rory run off with some woman and is having an affair with some woman. And of course we pray. I know. I know, and you think they, you know, it's we cannot allow sin in the church. I mean, sinners, praise the Lord, sinners come in, but we cannot allow, like, leadership and people up on that worship platform, you cannot allow sin, open sin up there, because I tell you what, I started putting this whole click, 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 click thing together. Who was the biggest supporter of the outpouring in, help me, Jesus, Florida? Lakeland. God TV was there every night. They went, okay, I want y'all to, yeah! Raise your hands and praise the Lord right when this thing comes on. And they were the biggest supporter of this great move. And I'm saying that was a great move of God. People got fired up about the Lord. People started believing that the Lord could work miracles. I mean, it was awesome. It opened the internet to the gospel. It just really did some incredible things. But of course, what happened? What happened? Todd Bentley got in, cheated on his wife, which, you know, that happens. But he didn't repent. He married another lady. So, this is weird. The guy that was talking the other night from Morningstar, he left Morningstar because, and right, wrong, whatever, I'm not judging that, because Rick Joyner and Morningstar were, with Todd Bentley, they were restoring him. And I just thought, it's a big click, you know, you got adultery here, you got adultery here, you've got a, and it's just like, there's some connection in all this. And I'm just saying, I'm not saying that people can't be restored. Lord, if people couldn't be restored, I wouldn't be up here this morning, okay? Y'all wouldn't be sitting there. I'm just saying, we've got to be so careful. We can't embrace sin. We can't, we're going to come up looking like a bunch of idiots, and the demons are just going to move in and they're going to take over. And you know yourself, you know, there's been churches. I know a church, Valley View Baptist Church. I won't go into details about the person. I wouldn't even know the pastor's name. But a prophet of God come in and said, son, you've got a spirit of homosexuality on you, and if you don't repent and get right, you're going to rip this church apart. He didn't repent. He didn't acknowledge it. He just got mad and said, you're crazy. What happened? There started being marriages broken in that church, guys running off with their boyfriends, girls running off with their girlfriends. And because that sin was allowed to be up here on the platform, it fell on, and that don't sound right, but it is. It's like, you know, we make these quippy little statements like the anointing flows from the top. Like I'm respond, you know. And that's true to some point. You're responsible for your own spiritual life. But when you're sitting under a preacher or a teacher, you're going to get the spiritual good things they got. But you're also, if you don't watch it, you watch out who lays hands on you, is what I'm saying. I don't want everybody laying hands on me. I don't care how anointed the world says they are. You need to guard your hearts. I'm just telling y'all, there's a lot of false doctrine. There's a lot of people out there that are living lies. They're telling lies. I'm not putting fear on you. But you'll know them by their fruit. You'll know them by their fruit. Not how big a television ministry they... You won't know them by that. You'll know them by their fruit. And what I'm telling you is we must be... What did it say? You must be... harmless as doves and wise as serpents. So that tells me we need to have wisdom and discernment. John 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him, let's clarify this because believe is used a bunch of times in there. Believe means, oh, Aaron, I believe you used to be a Marine. Don't mean that. I believe Jesus existed on the planet. It don't mean that. It means you trust in, you adhere to, you follow their teachings. So that's what believe means. So when they looked up at that serpent on the pole, do y'all remember that story? People, there was a plague and people were getting wiped out by the thousands. And the Lord said, Moses, I want you to put up a brass pole and put a serpent around it. And anybody that looks on that pole and on that serpent will be healed. Isn't it funny, the medical, have you ever seen the thing at the old medical offices used to have a pole with a serpent around it? Isn't that awesome? So they believed and they looked on it and they believed Moses, that because they knew that Moses heard from God, they looked on it and they were healed. Same thing with Jesus. Whoever believes in Him, Jesus, should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. You got to know that. He loved the world so much. This is a simple gospel. God loved the world so much that He gave His only, His one and only unique begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was in the beginning, the Word of God. He gave Jesus Christ that whoever what? Believes. Say it for me. What's believe? What's believe mean? Active walking out on faith. Trusting in, believing in. I could punch the Strong's for you and it would tell you. But that's basically, it's more than this. It's more that I believe that chair will hold me up if I sit in it. It's like, if I believe that, and hopefully, you know, the legs won't blow out and I'll be embarrassed. But if I believe that, I'll do it, right? There was a, I can't think of the name of the guy, I'll butcher it, but there was a guy at one time, the great, I think it was Lawinda, I believe. He was a tightrope walker, and he walked across, I believe he walked across two buildings in New York City. I think it was like 75 stories high, and he walked across, and he walked, and everybody just, and then he went to another level, and I think he wrote, he said to this fella, he said, I might be not getting the story exactly right, but he said, do you believe that I can ride this bicycle across the wire? Yeah, I believe it. He said, will you get on my shoulders and ride with me? He said, no. And you really don't believe I can do that, you know? And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He don't want us to look at the stories in the Bible and go, yeah, I believe you did that, Jesus. I believe you could do that, Jesus. Then He says to us, if you believe it, do it. I mean, He said, that song you were singing, greater things, greater things, greater things. But you'll never see the greater things until you throw down your fear and do it. Do it. Do it afraid. Do it scared. It don't matter. Do it. Oh, but I don't have a platform. Come on, man. You go to work every day. Do you have a family? Do you live in a neighborhood? You got a platform. And you got lots of people watching you. This is not a rebuke. This is like an encouragement. You can... Oh, well. Let's go back to this. Because I'm closing. Really. My birthday tomorrow. I won't take it easy today. I repent, too. I have to repent to you. Y'all tell me, I think this, if you ever had done one of them sins, you think it's in the right nature. You think your heart's right about it, but it was like you did something that you knew biblically was wrong. But I've really been struggling with this, and that might sound funny, but y'all just pray for me. I know God will forgive me, but having a 40th surprise birthday party for my son today. here. Got a video and the music, you know, the whole deal. And he worked last night, so he had to be here at like 4. And Kelly said, well, we'll just tell him to be there at 4. I'm like, when was the last time you guys were on time for anything? I mean, do you really think he will be here at 4? You know, you got 50 people waiting here in the dark waiting for, it's like, no, that won't work. I got to get him here. So I said, I'll think of something. So I called him up. This was so deceitful. I called him up yesterday, and I said, Dave, guess what? I got a real good opportunity. He said, what's that? I said, well, tomorrow at 4:30, out around Fredericksburg, I said, I know a guy, and his dad passed away. This is horrible. His dad passed away, and he had a whole big collection of guns, and before he puts them up for auction, I said, he's going to let me look at them and a couple other people, and I know it's your birthday, so you might want, oh, yeah, come pick me up at 3 o'clock. I'm going, yes. So I had to repent of that. And he might be really, really mad that he's getting a party instead of a gun. But I don't know why I told you. I really have felt like I was lying. Lord, forgive me, Jesus. So you see, we all stumble. And I intentionally stumbled on that one, I guess. So, but whoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, so whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned. Praise the Lord. I'm washed in the blood. Hold up your hands if you're washed in the blood. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. He who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. So let's stand up. Donna won't be done. Y'all have to wait for the kids. It's amazing. Jesus. Put on some music, Dan, please. Jesus, we just praise you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for our nation. Listen, we thank you for the coming move of God. But Lord, the church is weak. The church needs a fresh touch from heaven. The church needs to walk in your precepts, Lord. I'm just asking you, Jesus, that you would clothe us with your righteousness this morning. I'm thanking you, Jesus, that you turn the light of heaven on us this morning, Jesus. Turn on that light in our souls right now, Jesus. Show us. You know, the word really didn't say condemnation wasn't that people got convicted of sin and they had sin in their lives. The condemnation was the light came and people chose to hide their sins and live in the darkness. That was the condemnation. Word of God says, there therefore is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the laws of sin and death. So I just want you to be real, real honest with yourself, not with me, not with the church, not with the show, but just with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus. If He's been dealing with you about something, it might just be a little thing, but if God's been dealing with you about it, it's not a little thing. It's an obedience thing. It's, if I really believe you, Jesus, if I really believe you want good for me and not evil, then you're not going to give me bad food. You're not going to give me bad word. You're not going to give me bad advice, God. You're going to give me a way out. You're going to grant me repentance. And Lord, and I just ask you, if the Lord has showed you anything, anything in your life that needs correction or fresh direction, I ask you in the name of Jesus to come forth and repent. And just like Samuel did, you know what? I've never been slain in the Spirit, but God, I really want that. You know, Lord, I'm going to go up to that altar and kneel down, even though there are several hundred people in this room, and I'm the only one doing it. I'm going to go kneel down, and I'm going to get things right with you, God. And you notice he was rewarded immediately after that with a clean heart, and he got his prayer answered, the desires of his heart. So if you've never known Jesus, if you've never let him wash you in his blood, if you've never got freedom, if you've got more freedom to get, if God has spoken to you about anything in your life that needs correction, please, right now, just come to this altar and bow down and release it. And when you feel like you've got victory there, you can get up and leave. Nobody needs to pray with you. Nobody needs to encourage you, oh, it's all right. No, God will tell you, Holy Spirit will tell you when it's all right. And you'll leave out of here clean and ready for battle. Because I know he has more for us. God, I know he has more for us. Just obey the Holy Spirit, okay? I'm not going to try to coerce you to come down here, but please, please, obey him. He always does you good, always. And for those of y'all that, I want to pray blessings over you, your family, and this church, for those of you that, in Jesus' name, including these at the altar, God, in Jesus' name, I bless you. I bless you with the goodness of the Lord. I bless you with a clean heart. I bless you with a broken and a contrite spirit. I bless you to be a blessing. I bless you to have a heart broken for the lost. I bless you to see souls come into the kingdom. I bless your hands to lay hands on the sick and they be healed. I bless your finances that God, he will meet every one of your needs, that he will meet every one of their needs. And though, like Sarah was lacking, she cried out to the Lord and he heard her pleas and he delivered her. So will you us, God. You are no respecter of persons. Lord, bless this house. Bless us with revival. Bless us with all the things we've been craving for so long, Jesus. Turn up our hunger. Turn down our disappointments. Lead us to those still, quiet waters and those green pastures, Jesus, that you promised. And I thank you that the joy of the Lord is released on this house in Jesus' name.